30 artists gather at the Cameron Community Center to share a traditional Navajo meal. Fry bread sizzles in hot oil, and mutton ribs cook on a campfire. As the food is prepared, local residents share stories about what it's like to live near uranium mines.
A granddaughter should not have to walk this earth without her grandma just because of someone else's mistake.
Angela Jenkins Riggs reads a poem about her grandmother who died of cancer.
A grandma should not have to say goodbye to her granddaughter just because of someone else's greed.
There's anger and grief in the room, but also hope that the artists here can make a difference. They come from all over the U.S., painters, photographers, sculptors, both native and non-native. They hear from locals and scientists and tour this mine-riddled corner of the Navajo Nation. Vinaya Yazzie says the experience has been overwhelming.
In a way, being an artist is a burden, especially if you're an indigenous artist, because you take on so much. You just, like, your body and your senses, like, it just inhales everything.
Yazzie says she's scared to spend time in this contaminated place, and she wants to capture that emotion in her art. That's just what one of the project organizers, Devana Blackhorse, is hoping for. She studies psychology at Northern Arizona University.
I really got frustrated into research because there was nothing. So that's why we kind of started all this, so that we could maybe create some kind of interventions, and we were thinking art interventions.
Blackhorse wants to immerse the artists in Navajo culture and show them how connected the people are to a land that's making them sick.
I wanted them to see that the animals that come from the land, they eat like the plants, and they drink the water, and this stuff moves through us.
Uranium is in the water, the dust, and the bodies of some people who live here. It's been linked to cancer, lung disease, and kidney damage, but there's little data on the psychological effects. Blackhorse says few understand what the Navajo are going through.
They think our struggles are over, but they're actually still happening right now. People are still really emotional, still really hurt and traumatized by this, so I think we just kind of want to help people heal from all that.
She partnered with the Flagstaff Arts Council to put together an intense training for artists. Part of it is visiting abandoned uranium mines.
So we've just taken our buses up through an area that has been closed off with signs that say, do not enter.
Amy Martin is a Flagstaff photographer. She stands on a rocky bluff overlooking houses and corrals. This mine has been here for decades. The warning signs went up just last year. Martin says she wants to try to capture what she's learned here in portraits of the people affected.
The extent of the effects of the mining, both on the landscape as well as on individuals and families and communities. I think that, to me, I'm almost ashamed that I didn't know that before.
Another artist, Tracy Watchman, is from Grand Falls, just south of here. She drives through Cameron often, but didn't know until now the extent of what people are dealing with.
It's real overwhelming. It breaks my heart that people live so close to these areas.
Watchman says her whole outlook now has changed. That's her inspiration to go home and get to work. I'm Melissa Sivigny in Flagstaff.